ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Peace talks between Israel and Hamas are resuming at an Egyptian resort city on this, the two-year anniversary of the militant group's surprise attack that triggered the bloody conflict. A federal judge blocking the Trump administration's efforts to send National Guard troops to Portland, Illinois, and Chicago, suing to stop the Guard from coming to that state. However, says ABC's Peter Haralambos,
it's a bit of a tightrope in terms of what a city can actually do to impede federal law enforcement and the National Guard, and what the Trump administration will theoretically do in response. On Monday afternoon, President Trump was asked about this, and he suggested that he might even invoke the Insurrection Act if cities across the country continue to push back against his work.
The government shutdown drags on. No new talks are scheduled on ending it. It's starting to affect the nation's airports, where flight attendants have been calling in sick. They're among the hundreds of thousands of workers furloughed during the stalemate. Actually, air traffic controllers. This is ABC News. Officials have now released the cause of a fire at the waterfront home of a South Carolina judge. It appears to have been an accident. Not, says ABC's Aaron Katursky, arson, as some were afraid of.
There were fears Judge Diane Goodstein was targeted because of her rulings from the bench. South Carolina's chief judge even asking for extra security. But investigators now say at this time there is no evidence to indicate the fire was intentionally set. At the time, the judge was walking on the beach, but her husband and two others had to escape the fire by jumping into the marsh, rescuers reaching them by kayak. Goodstein's husband, a former state senator, airlifted to the hospital.
Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez out on bond, but he's facing felony battery charge over that bloody dispute with a truck driver over a parking space in Indianapolis last weekend. The Vatican has announced Pope Leo's first trip of his papacy. He will be visiting Turkey and Lebanon at the end of November. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The man accused of stealing historic cast iron crosses from a local cemetery to sell online made his initial court appearance yesterday. 58-year-old Bradley Block of Lamartine appeared in Winnebago County Court on felony charges of theft totaling up to $100,000. Police say Block stole 6 4-foot-tall iron crosses from St. Patrick's Cemetery. They were valued between $10,000 and $15,000 each. The gravestone markers were molded at the old Menasha Foundry in the 1800s. Investigators arrested Block in August after finding the markers for sale on Facebook Marketplace and eBay. Police say when investigators went to the Lamartine address listed in the post, they found one of the crosses displayed in the front yard. Through the course of the investigation, police tracked down all 6 of the stolen crosses that had already been purchased by buyers in DeKalb, Illinois, Kewaunee, and Waupun. Authorities say they're working to return the grave markers to the cemetery. How soon that will happen depends on whether they're needed as evidence in the trial. The court gave Block a $500 signature bond. He's ordered not to have contact with any graveyards or use any online selling sites. His next court appearance is October 27th. It's not just Taco Tuesday today, but it's National Taco Day. In honor of the celebration, Taco Bell is offering tacos for a buck, as well as other deals on food. Moe's Southwest Grill here in Green Bay is also getting in on the action with a $2 taco promotion. And Margarita's out near Lambeau regularly runs a buy one, get one free taco special on Tuesdays, which coincides today with National Taco Day. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today, with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, clear skies with lows in the upper 30s. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, a little bit cooler. Still comfortable, though, with high temperatures right around 60. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Song without thinking about my first boy-girl slow dance to that song at the Swing Inn in Lancaster, Wisconsin, and wonder to myself, where is Nancy Heller now? 97.9 WGBW.
Love you've been denied. about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus, 714, 48 degrees right now, and temperature going to go up into the 60s before the day is out. Pretty much that'll be the high for the rest of the week. Thank you for joining me this morning. I was thinking, you know, Packers were off last weekend, had their bye week. Before that, they tied their game, and before that, they lost. I'm thinking, when you see them Sunday come out, I think the first quarter, I think they're going to be so charged up to do some positive things on the field. That's just me saying. I was wondering, too, just so I present this FYI, who all was having a bye week last weekend besides the Packers? Well, the Bears were on their bye week as well. The Falcons and the Steelers. This coming week, the Vikings are taking their bye week along with the Houston Texans. And in our division, the Detroit Lions don't get their bye week until week 8. So that's just a little FYI, courtesy of 97.9 WGBW.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. But it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Hanging around, nothing to do but cry. Rainy days, Mondays.
Blues. Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. It's all about Mama.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days.
Sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. In a deep dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Oh, man, that is just too much for 7:26 in the morning. Too far out. Let's do something a little more down to earth, huh? Brewer and Shipley, one toke over the line. Not two, just one. That's all it took.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus. One toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke. I felt the joy and I learned about the pain. And my mama said, if I should choose to make a part of me, would surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet
from the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Prices at the pump continue to plummet in Wisconsin, falling 5.5 cents per gallon last week. The state's average is now at $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's 20 cents below where they were a month ago, about 23 cents cheaper than at this time last year. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon. Here in our area, the lowest gas price was about $2.68 today a gallon at several stations in De Pere. In Green Bay, the quick trip on East Mason Street in Green Bay has it at about $2.72. That's still well below the national average price for a gallon of gas, which is now at $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says once again, gas prices are a mixed bag depending on where you live. Our neighbors across the pond in Michigan, for example, saw their gas prices go up, and the refinery fire on the West Coast last week will push prices up there as well. Around here, though, DeHaan says you can expect prices to stay about the same for a while or even get lower. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Wisconsin lawmakers frustrated at proposed fee increases coming from the Department of Agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll have details on what one state legislator's advising farmers to do. That's next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
State Senator Pat Teston is the chair of the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee, and he is asking all livestock operators to speak out against proposed fee increases that are now being asked for by the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Some fees would go up as much as 1,700%. And because of a recent Supreme Court ruling, Teston says his hands are tied to try to change it.
There is virtually nothing I can do, and it is so frustrating. And I can only imagine for those individuals who work in this industry, who are going to have their pocketbooks detrimentally impacted. I can't even imagine the frustration that they're feeling right now. And so, we're trying to do what we can to raise awareness and encourage people to reach out to the department. And I'm hoping they reverse course, because this is absolutely a boneheaded maneuver.
Wisconsin Senator Pat Teston. Now, they're accepting comment at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection on these proposed livestock licensing fee increases until October 15th. If you want to find details, we've got them up on our website now, MidwestFarmReport.com. And you can also hear the rest of my conversation with Pat Teston on our playlist. Markets are next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Monday, the barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese was down 4 at 175, and AA butter dropped 5.5 to 169.5 per pound. This morning, November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 6, 1697. December new crop corn up a penny at 422. November beans are up 2, 1019. July new crop wheat's unchanged, 555 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today, with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, clear skies with lows in the upper 30s. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, a little bit cooler. Still comfortable, though, with high temperatures right around 60. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
If they ever knew, and so we're running just as fast as
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. So it was bye week last Sunday, right? No Packer game. Did you wear your Packer gear to work on Friday? I did. And I knew it was a bye week. It's just supporting the team. Nothing wrong with that.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, and you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday, tears, I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
It's all too beautiful.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Small Faces did Ichigo Park, a very psychedelic song. That was the norm circa 1968 when that song came out. I'm Dan Marcus. If you didn't hear, spoiler alert, Brewers are one game away from clinching the series against the Cubs. It's a best of five series. Brewers have won two. Game three is set for tomorrow night. Game four, if necessary, the night after that. But they're playing, the series moves to Chicago now. So all I can say is go Brew Crew. And wouldn't it be nice to be back in the World Series? Fingers crossed. Oh, did I just jinx it? I did not just jinx it. Hey, coming up about half an hour from now, it's another timeless commercial of the day. One of those songs that you remember. You haven't seen it on TV for a while, but here it comes. And this one will make you smile, guaranteed.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41. 97.9 FM.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm. It's been coming for some time.
Blues Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Another news update from Connie Feldman coming up top of the hour. That's after ABC News. Then Mike Clemens Sports. He'll lay out the Brewers playoff situation for you. Then weather. Then back to the Timeless Hits. And then another Timeless commercial of the day. So I got it mapped out for you here. All the gentries want you to do is keep on dancing and the prancing. WGBW.
I keep on dancing.
We'll be right back.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus, here to report that the Tallahatchie Bridge is still there. Bobby Gentry, WGBW.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You know, what they don't tell you in the song is the Tallahatchie Bridge is only about 3 feet high. And Billy Joe McAllister did jump off it, but... okay, I made that part up. Meyer Theater presenting Tristan McIntosh in the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Friday, October 24th, tickets available now, or listen to win 'em from 97.9 WGBW. ABC News and Connie Feldman coming up next.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just going to swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I go
James Brown, y'all. He's the king of them all, y'all. He's the king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feel. I got to get the feel. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the feel. I want to get the feel. Oh, it's ready, got the feel. Local news and
timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks that left at least 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 250 taken hostage. Talks on ending the war are taking place in Egypt. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
President Trump optimistic about the chances of success.
We're going to have a Gaza deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah?
Growing numbers of Israelis now demanding an end to the war and the return of the hostages, among them the bodies of two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itay Chen.
The government shutdown goes on, both Democrats and Republicans digging in. No new talks are scheduled. The shutdown has led to air traffic control shortages at some airports, including Burbank, California, where the airport was forced to shut down last night. President Trump is now talking about invoking the more than 200-year-old Insurrection Act so he can send National Guard troops into cities where local leaders say they aren't wanted and aren't needed. This is ABC News. Three people on board a medical helicopter that crashed on a highway in Sacramento, California, are alive but critically hurt. ABC's Alex Stone has more on what happened.
Getting reports of the helicopter crash.
It was at the end of the evening commute. A bright red Reach Air medical helicopter slammed onto busy Highway 50.